Pope Benedict XVI has been writing weighty letters recently to express not only his concern for the question of global poverty, with specific concern for Africa, but also his gratitude as leader of the Catholic Church to the person he addressed the letter to for keeping this issue on agenda. The agenda being that of the 7 leading economic powers plus Russia, known as G8. And the person he addressed the letter to as its president, currently the Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany, Dr. Angela Merkel. In the letter, the Pope highlights how the Holy See has repeatedly insisted that while governments of poorer countries have a responsibility with regard to good governance and the elimination of poverty, the active involvement of international partners is indispensable. Not to be seen as an extra or as a concession which could be postponed in the face of pressing national concerns. The Pope then went on to write that it is a grave and unconditional moral responsibility founded on the unity of the human race and on the common destiny of rich and poor alike, who are being drawn ever closer by the process of globalization. Trade conditions favourable to poor countries, including above all broad and unconditional access to markets, should be made available and guaranteed in lasting and reliable ways, and provision made for the rapid and unconditional cancellation of external debt of heavily indebted poor countries and of the least developed countries. Among other things, in this letter the Pope highlighted the need for substantial investment of resources for research and for the development of the medicines to treat AIDS, TB, malaria and other tropical diseases, but also the need for the international community to work for substantial reduction of both the legal and the illegal arms trade, the illegal trade of precious raw materials and the flight of capital from poor countries, as well as the elimination of money laundering and corruption of officials. People from different religions and cultures throughout the world are convinced that achieving the goal of eradicating extreme poverty by the year 2015 is one of the most important tasks in today's world. Moreover, the Pope writes, they also hold that such an objective is indissolubly linked to world peace and security. Commenting on this letter, the director of the Holy See's press office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, highlighted the importance of this missive, pointing out how it dispels speculation as to Pope Benedict's alleged Eurocentricism on the eve of a journey which takes him to yet another continent, Latin America. When the Pope refers to Europe, Father Lombardi specifies, he envisages this continent as being open to the world in terms of justice and solidarity, having at heart the realization of a world which respects the dignity of each human person. In his 2 years as Pope, Pope Benedict has often spoken out against the scandal of poverty, highlighted the issues affecting the African continent, including during his traditional Christmas and Easter messages to the city and to the world, and also during his annual speech to the diplomatic corps. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.